Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline that is overcast, and the leaves are just beginning to have a hint of fall colors. Nothing like what I was used to growing up in Massachusetts, where the New England falls were spectacular, but the changing of the foliage is always wonderful to see. And here we are. I think I'm going to title this show, Doesn't Care. And we're referring to our president, Barack Hussein Obama. And it's my contention that he just doesn't care about the American people, either specific people or all of us in general. And I've got a number of things that I want to bring up about this, because it's a very, very sad thing. I didn't really care a great deal for Bill Clinton's as a president. I liked George W. Bush to begin with. Towards the end, I thought he wasn't really that good, nor was his dad. And I didn't care for Carter. I loved Reagan. But I never, ever in my entire life have thought that we had a leader that just didn't care about Americans at all. But I do believe, and I contend, that Barack Hussein Obama, as the President of the United States, with the sworn duty to protect and defend America, the Constitution, and the American people, not only isn't doing it, he actually doesn't care at all. My brother's on the phone. Richard, how are you?
I'm good, Jack, especially after last night's Patriots game. So,
yes,
I'm in a better mood.
We do have some things that we still enjoy no matter what, and that Patriots victory was definitely one of them. But we've got some serious things to talk about here today, so I want to kind of get going. All right. I suspect this is something that you don't know, but I might be wrong. Let me just ask. This weekend in Oklahoma, in Moore, Oklahoma, where the woman was beheaded by the Islamic terrorist, they had her funeral. It was not attended either by the president or vice president or anybody from the administration. They just ignored the victim. Beheaded. A woman. Beheaded. But a special envoy, Department of Homeland Security, was sent to the mosque where this guy attended, and they read a special message in the Islamic service from Obama that said, you know, we are just very grateful for the contribution of Abrahamic, people who joined together and have made such an effort in the community. He reached out to the Muslims, and he didn't do a damn thing for this woman who was beheaded. Not only is this Islam over Christianity, but it's also, what an offense to women.
disgusting.
I mean, when you call, when you talk about the war on women, would beheading be part of it? I kind of think so. I mean, they're all over, you know, Rice from Baltimore Ravens, you know, for smacking his girlfriend, his fiance, who he ended up marrying, by the way, which I get that. They should.
It was fun.
But beheading someone, someone you don't even, that you just know casually from work, beheading, and there is no sympathy expressed by the White House to the victims, but only to the Muslims. He just doesn't care. He just doesn't care. We're going to keep going on this.
Next. Well, you know, there was something that I heard, which I think the state of Oklahoma did the right thing by not calling it terrorism, because they really didn't know what kind of penalty would go along with that. So they made it first-degree murder. So in Oklahoma, it's the death penalty, which I thought was pretty smart on their part.
Pretty smart, because they want to make sure that they have the legal jurisdiction over
right.
the case, not give it
exactly.
to the feds, who won't do anything to the guy because they don't care. Obama favors Islam over Christianity, over everything.
Right.
He said so in his book that, you know, that if the winds go the other way, I'll hang with the Muslims, and he's doing it. All right. Now, that this brings me, and this is even more serious. I mean, you know, the poor woman, I mean, my goodness, I mean, she's in her coffin or probably cremated if you had a situation like
yeah.
that. But, I mean, whatever. Person. It was awful. I mean, I get it. But Ebola is something that is a threat to every American, and Obama is insisting that the flights continue because it might be disruptive to those West African nations if they were stopped. Now, they have been stopped to the United Kingdom. They have been stopped to France. These, you know, when you're doing international travel, you know, from places like that, London and Paris, or New York, or, you know, or Washington, you know, are the places that you fly to. And that's where you make connections to the, you know, to the rest of the world. Well, they aren't letting them in Great Britain because they don't want Ebola, because the Prime Minister of Great Britain doesn't want to have that in his nation. The President of France.
I can't imagine why.
I can't, yeah. But Obama is saying, no, we need to keep doing this. Now, if I were one of the major carriers, is Delta, and it's hub right here, you know, the international headquarters right here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
If I were president of Delta Airlines, I would say, we're just stopping those flights, period. We are not, you know, we're a company, and we're not going to expose our pilots and our crews to Ebola.
And our plane.
And, you know, to have them... I mean, that's serious economic loss. We're not going to do that, you know, to further the political agenda of Barack Hussein Obama. Now, here's the thing. They just had this big
press conference, and they said, well, 80% of the hospitals in America completely unprepared for an epidemic like, you know, Ebola. And it's, well, they're taking measures to ramp them up. Why not just keep the West Africans in West Africa? And why in the world are we sending the 101st Airborne to Liberia and Sierra Leone to fight Ebola? These are warriors. They have no medical training. This is the...
What are they supposed to do? And what's their mission?
To fight Ebola.
Now, let me throw something in real quick. What he's done, sending them there, that has a name. It's a mission, which means that they would get medals that relate to that. Fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq has not been named yet, so all the people that are there, there'll be no medals, there'll be nothing to immortalize what they're doing. He has refused to name it.
The name of this show is He Doesn't Care.
There you go.
He does not care that he's putting the 101st in harm's way.
Right.
Now, in the U.S. Army, there are units that are storied, that have great traditions, none more so than the 101st Airborne, that jumped into France on D-Day, behind the lines, to secure bridges, to take St. Mary-Glise and other places. And here he is, taking this tremendous outfit. I believe that they're from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Deploying them in a place where there are soldiers that are certain to become infected. I don't believe that there's.
Let me give you a hypothetical. What happens when the first 101st Airborne person comes down with Ebola and has to come back to this country? Where do you think Obama's credit rating, which is already in the tank, seems to me that it would be flushed at that point, and that would pretty much make all of these Senate races go exactly the way you and I propose to have them go.
You know, if
one person,
were,
that's all it would take, one person in that division to come down with Ebola from him sending them over there would crush the Democratic Party.
What a sacrifice that person would have made. But, you know, it's hard as a patriotic American to make the claim that the President of the United States does not care about the American people. But here are two examples that we've given today where they just don't. Now, is that Marine down there in Mexico? Who's been rotting away and...
6 months.
Yeah.
All it would take
is a telephone call from Barack Obama. He has a pen and he has a phone.
Yeah.
But he's not going to use it to just help a regular guy. And you know what? Here is my thesis. When Obama got Bergdahl back, the deserter, for the five mass murderers, he thought he would be proclaimed a great hero. Obama did, for leaving no one behind. Even though the guy left, you know, he was a deserter. He was not taken hostage. He was a deserter. Big difference. But when he was uniformly criticized for this, not just from people like you and me, but from very moderate people, people in his own party, I mean, he just couldn't take it, and the punishment for doing something like that is that he refuses to help the Marine in Mexico. He's not going to do it because he's pissed about the other. That's how petty this guy is. He is that petty. And, you know, the war on ISIS that they're doing from the air, they're just doing very little. I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, just little bits of things. Now, the French have gone right after them. Good for the French. It's, you know, they've done, like, okay, if you're going to do an air attack, you know, do it the way that you're supposed to do it. And they have done a pretty good job so far. But the United States, instead of shock and awe, which Bush had, I think that they're calling something like shock and nod. Like
yawn.
Going to sleep.
Shock and yawn.
Shock and yawn.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Shock and yawn.
Yeah.
Clever if you think about it. But I think it also shows the extraordinary lack of enthusiasm that people have for in the military. I mean, the morale is in the toilet. Terrible
well,
stuff.
Do you think some of that has to do with the fact that he's given all kinds of people their pink slips in the service and has turned around to the illegal aliens and say, if you join the service, then we'll make you American citizens? How do you think the people in the service feel about that?
I want to return for 1 minute to the Ebola thing. There are people who believe that if you can have an epidemic that overwhelms the healthcare system, that it would necessitate martial law in the United States, and that is the real goal of this guy, which really is his goal is treason and sedition. There are a lot of people that believe that. I don't know that I do, but I cannot imagine what value there is in favoring, saying we don't want to stop flight. 1,000 people come here from West Africa in the last, just in the last week or two. That's a lot of people. And you know how they screen them? They ask them if they're feeling okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy knew that he had Ebola when he got on the plane. But
so
his
the guy from within Texas?
Yeah. His thinking was, I'm going to die if I stay here. If I get to the United States, I got a chance of living because those doctors that got Ebola, you know, they got the Gulf Stream and brought them back to the United States, and, you know, and they took care of them,
well,
and they're fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, so here this guy, his thinking is, I want to live, and I don't care if I give Ebola to 200 million people. I want to live. I mean, I guess I understand that. You know, is what he did a crime? It's a good question. I don't really know. I just don't know. And I don't guess I really care about that. But what I do care about is that our citizens are being put at risk by Obama, for he is more concerned about what is happening in Liberia and Sierra Leone and West Africa and Monrovia than he is what's happening in Georgia or Dallas, Texas, or Lincoln, Nebraska. He doesn't care. And you know what? The only check that we're going to have against this guy is if the Senate flips.
Yeah.
Because then the Senate and the House will be absolutely opposed to what he's doing. That means you got to vote for Scott Brown in New Hampshire if you live there. You got to vote against Kay Hagan in North Carolina. You got to vote for Perdue in Georgia and not that idiot nun. We got to get rid of Mary Landrieu. We got to get Cotton in.
Pryor reelected.
In Arkansas instead of Pryor. Joni Ernst in Iowa. The guy Udall is very suspect now in Colorado. Montana is going to go with us. So is West Virginia. So is South Dakota. So is Alaska. And wouldn't it be just sweet if we could somehow get rid of Franken,
Harry,
the buffoon from Minnesota?
Oh, God.
I'm nice and people really like me. Well, I don't like him. I'm like Cliff Clavin. You remember from Cheers?
Yeah.
He said, does anybody vote for this guy? It's idiots. He's one of the worst human beings I've ever met. I love Cliffy.
Yeah.
I always love Cliffy. Well, our program today is he doesn't care. And I can't think of anything that would make me say that he does. When the, when he got into all of the trouble for being on the golf course 8 minutes after, talking about the Foley being beheaded.
Yeah.
The criticism is just, well, the theatrics of that weren't good. It's more than that. We have a leader who does not care what happens to us. It's really a terrible thing. It's kind of like being in a family and just realizing my mom doesn't love me. Your mom's supposed to love you. If nobody in the world loves you, your mother does. Mothers love their children. Presidents love their citizens. That's what we're supposed to be, who we're supposed to be. You remember when Reagan was president? Did you ever think he didn't care about us?
Never.
Ever. Did you?
Never. No.
I always knew that he did.
I think of a lot of the
presidents
before Obama have thought, very highly of the citizenship. I think both of the Bushes and even Clinton, I don't think he had ill will the way Obama does. It's just,
no,
and he had
a lot of agenda, but he was an American. I mean, Bill Clinton, you know, he just had a different view of what would be the best for us. But he wasn't a, you know, I mean to tell you, you know, I thought he was a terrible president, you know, for a long time. I'd, you know, much rather have him than Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't think of anybody I'd rather that'd be worse than Obama. Hillary would be very close second, but we'll have plenty of time to talk about her as these elections get going.
You realize that Obama's initials are B.O., and that pretty much stinks.
Well, my biggest fear is that these elections where the conservatives are way ahead in the polls, that there will be all kinds of little funny business that will have fraudulent voting. Because
gear up the Black Panthers again.
In the mind of these progressives, it's winning is what's important, not integrity in doing so. What's important to us is that the process have integrity, and we will accept the will of the people. It's an entirely different mindset. Ours is superior, but when we don't recognize these people for who they are, we put ourselves at terrible risk. Look what we have now. And they're touting him as this great, he has saved the American economy. We've gone from $10 trillion. By the time he gets out, we'll have $20 trillion in debt. He's doubled the people on food stamps and welfare. 67, almost 68% of the people were in the labor force when he started, and now it's 65 or 64. It's 3% exactly left, which means close to 10 million people who've just dropped out. They just don't even look anymore. So they're not, you know.
They're on the dole. They make more money being on the dole than they do going back to work.
Just by the way, there are a group of illegal aliens that are suing Obama because they've had their welfare cut off from them in the United States, like they have a right to it. I'll bet they win. This is sad that we have a president who doesn't care, but he doesn't, and he never will. He's not capable. Ideologically, he is against us. And his ideology trumps every other thing other than his, you know, personal petty narcissism. He's the worst president we have ever had, bar none. And to counteract all that he's done is going to take a massive effort, and I'm not sure the people are up for it. We'll see. At any rate, Richard, thank you for participating, and we'll talk to you later, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, and let's find some people who care about us to lead us. Good night.